This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A three-day special sitting of extended budget session of Parliament will begin today. It will continue till 18th of this month and will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. These three bills are the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, and the Delimitation Bill 2026. The Constitution Amendment Bill seeks to further amend the Constitution of India, while the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill proposes to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019. The Delimitation Bill provides for the readjustment of the allocation of seats in the Lok Sabha to the states and union territories. The total number of seats in the Legislative Assembly of each state and union territories and the division of each state and each union territory having a Legislative Assembly into territorial constituencies for elections to the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies of the states and union territories. More from our correspondent.
The special sitting has been convened to amend the constitution so that the Women's Reservation Act can be implemented in the 2029 Lok Sabha elections after carrying out the delimitation exercise. Few days ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had also written to the floor leaders of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, urging all the parties to come together in one voice to pass amendments in this regard. Mr. Modi emphasized that it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with women's reservation in place. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said opposition parties are in favour of women's reservation bill but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the special session of Parliament starting today, the country is all set to take a historic step towards women's empowerment. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The respect for the country's mothers and sisters is the respect for the nation, and the country is moving forward resolutely in this direction with this very spirit." Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker will hold discussions in New Delhi today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Dr. Stocker's discussions with Prime Minister Modi will open new avenues for greater cooperation across various domains. The visiting leader is being accompanied by a high-level delegation. In Andhra Pradesh, 8 pilgrims, including 5 women, 1 child and 2 women, 2 men, I beg your pardon, were killed and several others injured in a tragic road accident in Kurnool district early this morning. According to police, a Bolero vehicle carrying devotees collided with a ready-mix tanker while the group was on its way to Mantralayam for the darshan of Sri Raghavendra Swami. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic road accident. Mr. Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chhattisgarh government has decided to constitute a high-level committee to prepare a draft of the Uniform Civil Code for its implementation in the state. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting in Raipur yesterday. The move is aimed at simplifying laws to promote religious and gender equality. Retired Judge Ranjana Prakash Desai will lead the panel. In chess, India's Grandmaster Arve Shali has won the FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament 2026 in Cyprus. The 24-year-old defeated Russia's Katerina Lagno in the final round, finishing with 8.5 points out of 14 to clinch the title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.